In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their discussion about Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring.
I would like to talk a little bit about the night of the premiere, which is really something
I'd
unique
love to hear
in,
about
in
that.
The history of music.
I was going to ask you about that.
So it is May 29, 1913. You have to keep in mind it's a year before the big war starts.
Yeah.
Hot spring day in Paris. The crowds is assembling. And I have a description here by Jean Cocteau. Cocteau was 23 at the time, and he was there on that historic day. And he says, "There, for the expert eye, were all the makings of a scandal." And he proceeds to describe the crowd, the rich opera people, you know, the fancy crowd first.
Now, of course, at this stage, Stravinsky is living in Paris.
He is in Paris, yes. And you have to really understand that in the 20s, people came to the opera. It was almost like a temple of high culture,
sure.
Beautifully dressed and with top hats and expecting.
Well, to some degree, that still goes on.
This tradition still persists. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. A fashionable audience in décolletage, outfitted in pearls, egret headdresses, plumes of ostrich, and side by side, the other kind of audience, those people, you know, without tails, not wearing tails, just a regular jacket, handbands, the young people who always mix political motives with their cultural reactions, looking for the opportunity to express their hatred to those who are sitting in the loges, in the boxes above. It's very interesting that cultural conflicts coincide with class warfare, really. There's always a relationship between the two. The music begins with a very thin bassoon player all alone in the dark. So, it started with a Chopin piece, Les Sylphides, very traditional, very conventional ballet piece to even make the contrast and the shock bigger. Then the hall went dark and the sound of the bassoon came. You know, this bizarre, ancient kind of sound. And right after that came the shock. As Stravinsky called it, a sacred terror in the noonday sun. That's how Stravinsky describes it. And it was the Ogre's Offspring, an adolescent wild dance. And all hell broke loose. Shouts and hisses and howls from the ladies in the boxes and from below and from the peanut gallery and from the standing room places. All the young students and people who wanted to vent their hatred and terrible things like, "Down with the whores of the Sixième." Sixième is this, the 16th arrondissement in Paris, the quarter where all the rich people live. So obviously you have both a cultural and a class conflict here. Gertrude Stein was there, and she is describing also the same event. I'll just give you a taste of what she says. "One literally could not, throughout the whole performance, hear the sound of the music. Our attention was constantly distracted by a man in the box next to us, flourishing his cane, and finally in a violent altercation with an enthusiast in the box next to him, his cane came down and smashed the opera hat the other man had just put on in defiance. It all was incredibly fierce." So this is, you can imagine, the Parisians going crazy there.
You think Stravinsky knew what he was going to get? Of course he did.
He probably did. And probably secretly took certain delight in it, scandalizing the establishment, shaking the bourgeoisie and all that. But the interesting thing is that subsequent performances were packed, and in each one, the opposition dwindled in no time. 1 year later, this piece was received in a fever of adoration by the crowds in Paris, the same town. Unprecedented exaltation. Stravinsky was mobbed in the street. He became what a rock star is like today. Let's listen to this historically scandalous piece.
Thank you.
selections from Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring. Leonard Bernstein conducted the London Symphony Orchestra. For information about Yehuda Hanani's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.